Perek Dalet Seif Mem Ches Hamasat Sukkah VeKafe Namus Nomes. The person wants to melt sugar and instant coffee. Muta Litain Sukkah VeKafe Nomes V'Sha Avkat Nemesot Bamaim. A person is allowed to put sugar or any instant coffee or any sort of avka, which comes, melts in water, ula'abevon, almanos, sheyeh nimuchim, and even to mix them in order that they should be namoach v'nomes, in order that they should melt inside and melt inside the water. Ve'ein boze iso moilid. There's no isa from moilid. V'chein, the same thing is, Mutar la'arois mayim chamim. One's allowed to pour over hot water. Brackets. Ba'oifen she'ein bedover is a bishul. In a way that there's no problem from bishul on Shabbos. Al gabe sukkah on sugar or cafe nomes. Or on coffee which is instant. Uki yaitse bezer. And any case like this. So what does he say? He says that person is allowed to go and put instant substance, if it is coffee or sugar, which goes and melts inside the water, or any other instant soup or any other instant substance, one's allowed to put it inside the water, and one's even allowed to mix it in the water in a way that it should get dissolved in all the water. It is a bit of a chiddush, because one can think it could be a problem because he's putting something which is a solid and helping it to go and make it more liquidy by mixing it in the water. We said before that if a person has a frozen cube, let's say a frozen water, he shouldn't go and mix it in the water and make it more dissolved. Here, the poskim say you're allowed to do it. There are a few reasons why the poskim say you're allowed to do it. The reason why the Orchis Shabbos brings down is because it doesn't melt, it just scatters. The sugar scatters all over and it doesn't melt. That's one of the reasons they say, everybody agrees, you're allowed to put instant substance inside a drink. And then he adds, oh no, you're allowed to put it inside it, you're even allowed to pour over it hot water. If there's no problem from Bishel. You're allowed to pour over hot water on the coffee or on the sugar. That's the halacha which we say, everybody says you're allowed to do it. Se'if nun. Nesinat devash bekois tei. Person puts in honey in his tea. Habo liten kapit devash bekois tei uchdoima. Person wants to put in a spoonful of devash inside his tea. Uchdoima, anything like that. If the dvash is hard, it is better not to go and mix it up with your spoon. Because it's compared to the case a person goes and melts the kerach in water. That means, we learned before, that the person should not go and help the kerach to go and melt inside the water. I mean, to go and help it to melt quicker inside the water, one should not do that. So he wants to say, the same thing would be according to some people that want to say, same thing is with dvash. If you've got honey, and which is hard, the honey which is hard is considered a solid. Now you put it inside a tea, the honey comes liquidy. If it comes liquidy itself, we'll learn in a second that it is okay. But if it doesn't come liquidy itself, you want to help it to come liquidy, to go and mix it up with your spoon. Some people say one shouldn't do it. There is a reasoning to say maybe it is better than normal ice, which one wants to go and melt it. So his loshen is ro'oi, it is better not to do it. He doesn't say it is 100% sure it is osa, but he wants to take on l'chatchila, it is better not to do that. If you want to put only the honey inside the kos, without mixing it with a spoon, it seems to be allowed to be done. So what does he say? He said that if a person puts honey which is solidy, not liquidy, we're not discussing honey which is liquidy, honey which is already dissolved and it looks like liquid, I mean it's running already, then we're not discussing that's already considered a liquid and there's no problem to put it inside any liquid. But honey which is solidy, which is a piece, and it's not easy to, it doesn't run, then some people want to say that's better not to put it inside the coffee and mix it yourself with your hand, with the spoon. But if you're putting it inside itself, there's no problem, because the same as we said, you put ice inside water, we're allowed to do that. So the same here, you're allowed to put the honey inside the water, even if the honey is hard. Or le'inyan chashash pishul bedvash, everyone wants to know about cooking the dvash. If a person puts the honey inside the tea, he's got a problem from bishul. He says we discussed it in Perek Aleph, how you get out of the problem from bishul with this honey. Seif Nun Aleph, Hamadat Marak Kofu Al Ha'esh Piyomtov. The person wants to put on the fire soup which was frozen on the fire on Yomtov. Nun Aleph, Mutar. The mokem hatsayach, one's allowed when one needs. La hoitzi b'shab b'yomtov, to take out an yomtov, marak kafu, if it is a soup which is frozen, mat pa'af from the freezer. Ula midoy al gabei ha'esh, and to put it on the fire. Ula afshiroy, and to melt it. Ula vashle, and to cook it. The kevin shu l'tzorech ha'yoyim, since you need to do it, ein b'zeh iso. What is the reasoning? That we said before, we don't want to allow you to go and take out frozen food, or frozen liquid, and to go and put it next to the fire. We say you shouldn't do that. That is on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, some people want to come along and say that there's no problem altogether. Even according to the people who want to be machmir on Shabbos, on Yom Tov it is better, because Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, and this is the thing which one. Some people want to say it is okay, no problem altogether, and that's why he takes on that there's no problem altogether, even lachatchila to be machmir on Yom Tov to take something out the freezer and cook it. Se'if non base. So now we discussed to go and make from something which is frozen to liquid. Now we want to say opposite. Somebody takes some liquid and wants to put it in the freezer and make it as solid. Yesh matirim. Some people say it is allowed lahakpi maim to go and make frozen water usha mashkin and other drinks for Shabbos v'yomtov on Shabbos or yomtov. Im nitzrach lahem b'oisayoyim, if you need to do it on yomtov. That means some people want to come along and say to make from liquid to solid, not solid, normal solid, to make it into ice, it is better than making from ice into liquid. Some people say it is the same, and some people say it is worse. So I quote on him how the Orech Shabbos takes on, that some people say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov.